We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
A Live slut.
What?
What?
We got a slut in the building.
Jesus
the
Christ.
Slut. The biggest no slut.
Henley Chopper, ladies and gentlemen.
Slut in them all.
What's up? Oh, my God.
Why you say the biggest slut? You got to call him the biggest
slut. What you mean? After his name is mixtape is Slut Me Out? He got the Slut Season Tour? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, say his name first, then call him a slut.
Henley Chopper.
Look, mama got the shirt on, not slut me out.
How you got your mama wearing the slut me out shirt?
How you think I got her?
Jesus Christ.
She had to be a slut
somewhere. It's mama love him, okay?
Oh, man.
You got a point. You ain't wrong when you're right.
Well, how you feeling, brother?
Man, I feel good as hell. I ain't gonna lie. Good. I feel like a damn blossom flower or something.
What your face say to it?
What my who?
Your face tattoo.
What face tattoo?
Oh, okay.
Your face too pretty for me. I ain't gonna lie.
So you play a lot, yo. You go viral almost every fucking day.
Like, poo, I be telling people I sneeze, I'm gonna go viral. Every time, it's just, you feel me? It's just destined.
Yeah.
What people was the reason? Gotta see me. Why'd you do the fake Krishan Rock tattoo? You?
Man, I was just plucking. That's something we call in Memphis, plucking. Just playing around, just fucking with y'all.
Who was you plucking at? Somebody in particular or just...
Man, you know how people just believe in anything?
Yeah, you feel me?
You throw the song in there with it, they believe in everything. You got 3 million people just saw your song.
Boom.
It's that simple.
Yeah. Congrats on the new record, too, man. I saw the video you just posted where you was like, they thought it wasn't going to work.
Man, they do me like that every time. It's like every time I preview something, they'll be like, shit. But then that shit be it.
I get
a plaque every time.
Yeah. I thought the song was just a very positive song full of affirmations.
ain't it?
That's what I took it as.
That's a black king right there.
If I was a bad bitch, I'd want to fuck me too. I'd want to suck me too. I'd want to slut me too. If I was a bad bitch, I'd want to hump me too. I'd want to trap me too. Nothing freaky that I wouldn't do to me.
If you got to do the lyrics, you got to do the dance.
I was going to say, you please.
If you're going to do the lyrics, you got to do the dance. You got to do the dance.
Come on.
Okay, okay.
What's the name? Hey.
Hey. Hey.
That's old school, though. We've been doing it.
Got to do the model walk in there, bitch. You got to
show the walking part of the dance. You don't know how to dance.
Oh, I ain't know the walking part of the dance. I just thought you had some confidence.
Just a little model walk. You feel me? Just get in there, motherfucker. Feel me?
Tell me about the record. How the idea came to you? Was you looking in the mirror naked? Was you jacking off in the mirror?
Man. Jesus Christ. That's a question. You know what, Jess, can you ask that question?
How did the record come about? Was you looking in the mirror? Was you jacking off?
Damn. You want to be honest?
Yeah.
Shit, I was thinking about you.
Okay.
Now I'm fucking with you.
I know. Damn. Now let's stop. How did it come about?
Nah, it came about so... What happened was, I was in the car, right? And it was after my show, and I was just looking at myself. I was just scrolling through my phone, just looking at the month I had. And you know, I'd be on my little mirror self and shit sometimes, feel me? After I do some push-ups or something, I just look in the mirror. I'd be like, damn, feel me? I'd take a little quick pic or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I must went and looked at some of the pictures I was taking over the month. I said, damn. I just said out loud, really just thinking out loud. I said, bro, if I was a bad bitch, I'd fuck me too. Mm. And I said it, and then when I heard it, when I heard my voice say it, I said, damn, that's a song.
That's right there.
I think one of them was in the car with me. I said, I got to write that down. I wrote that down in my notes. 3 days later, I heard a beat, and it was the beat that y'all heard now with the song. And I was like, damn, that shit go perfect. I said, I got to come first bar. If I was a bad bitch, I want to fuck me too. That shit a caption.
Yeah. It was in the car with you.
It is.
Oh, it was me. It was just the guys. It was just the guys.
What did y'all think when y'all heard him say that before y'all knew it was a song? When he just said it out loud.
That must have been how
I looked down. Bell, you was in that one.
It was interesting. This is like a grabber.
Yes.
it was interesting.
It's like a grabber.
Yeah, music.
That's right.
Because people, you only got a few seconds to catch their ear to be like, okay.
Yeah.
First bar, you going to tune them in. Mm-hmm. If I was a bad bitch, I want to fuck me too.
I feel like you challenging like the views on the way people, you know, you challenging people's views on masculinity in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Man, I feel like on the real, when was masculinity ever just and just you
24/7
masculinity? Yeah. If you want to be 100, masculinity is the power of doing. Like if you really break down the essence of masculine and feminine, feminine energy is receiving, attracting. Mm-hmm. Masculine is doing. That's the real. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, not masculine. When people think masculine, they think of muscle and just power.
Yeah,
that's not what that really is. You're supposed to be able to know how to be powerful, playful, joyful, and keep all these different elements of you as a kid. Because as a kid, you would play all day until a motherfucker down there stepped on your shoe the wrong way. Now y'all fighting. Mm-hmm. You feel me? That's how that shit was. Mm-hmm. But as kids, we was always happy. Until it got to the point to where we won. Mm-hmm. But now it's like everybody brainwashing motherfuckers to be mad and on 10 toes and on 10 all the time, then get happy. I don't know, because it's just backwards to me.
But
I'm
it switched a little bit, though.
Narrative.
It switched a little bit in the industry because it's confusing now, right, to these kids. Because what we grew up on is women wear purses and they carry purses. But now men carry purses.
I'm going to be honest, though, like, I've been seeing, like, men doing these type things. Like, if you go back to the 70s, man, these men had their hair done more than women sometimes.
Crop tops.
That's true.
They was really, but wasn't nobody saying, like, oh, they gay or they doing this, they that, you feel me, or they less of a man. Like, you feel me? I use prime examples like MC Hammer. Like, he was a dancing nigga, but, like, I ain't gonna lie, wasn't nobody fuck with MC Hammer.
Oh, MC Hammer fuck you up.
We used to love MC Hammer.
No, I'm talking about they were
step to him
in the streets. Oh, yeah, MC Hammer beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of you immediately.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's just like, when do we get so gangsterized to where motherfuckers can't? Because I ain't going to lie, I'm very in tune with kids that's growing up in my city of Memphis. Mm-hmm. And I'm very in tune with a lot of people I've lost to the street life shit. And now that I'm realizing, I'm like, cuz, like, what is we really doing? What is the point of being so heavily, like, just gangster-fied walking around here? Because the niggas I know, they serving life sentences and they dying. Right. Like, the last funeral I went to, I was just sitting there. I ain't crying nothing. I was just looking at the casket, and God was just talking to me. He was like, how many more of these I got to bring you to before you kind of just start to get away from this entity. And it, at one period of time, you was like, I can't wait to his message. I can't wait to his music start aligning with his message.
Yeah.
And like, that's always set on the back of my mind, you know. And that's just something I want to start getting into. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm going to still get on some G shit sometime. But, like, it's a good balance to be able to show people, like, this ain't all of what God just put into me to just be a hard-ass nigga all day.
And this record is a self-love record.
That's exactly
So it's kind of weird to see people mad at a man for loving himself.
On me. Because you want to know something, though? It's because, like, in our community, I feel like it's unintentional. It's unconsciously... A lot of people are gravitated to the most, to the less confident person.
Mm-hmm.
So when they peep someone that's not as confident in themselves, it's easier to manipulate and control that person.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see a motherfucker that's gonna wake up, you nagging on them, you gonna look at them, bitch, I'm gonna do me. Mm-hmm. And you gonna keep that shit pushing and keep that shit walking. You can't manipulate or control that person. So now it makes you uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It bring out your insecurity.
Yeah.
Oh, you feel me? This is how this shit be.
But I see your music has changed when you first came out, which I think is great because, like he said, is I think you realizing the effects you have on the youth and how many fans you have.
My prime example was like it was a point in time where I FaceTime people kids, and the first thing they'll do like they'll bring like a toy gun in the camera and like
dang,
like hey yeah. look I got one of these like as if like it'll impress me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking like, damn, that nigga fucked up. That's the first thing you want to show me. And ever since then, I kind of started being more conscious. But I also peep the amount of people that's not streaming my music in the hood, which makes me feel like God gives me that opportunity to still want to be able to perform or make this type of music just in moderation because... It's motherfuckers that like to go to the gym and listen to my shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's motherfuckers. I got white people overseas that just like to jump up and down on my shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm just conscious of everything. But
why is it so important to make sure that your parents are involved?
Man, protection. You feel me?
I
so
love that.
She white. My mom, my Deuce over there, Mom Chop.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Mom. I love her.
I love seeing her.
Yes,
I love seeing y'all together.
You do not move without his mom.
You ain't going to hear one of them stories from me.
Yeah.
Feel me? Nobody playing with my bread. Nobody playing none of that stuff because, you feel me, I just got the right people around me. I don't surround myself around people I feel like that's just not meant to be on their journey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got discernment. All praise to the Most High. We very guided and protecting in that space. But, see, you know, it's good to have people around you that... just got your best interest.
Yeah.
Now, what about this picture with you recreating Tupac, man?
What did y'all say? What did y'all
know? I don't know what it say, but it's just you in the tub.
He going lower them glasses like that. Right
there? Yeah, the picture with you in the tub with Pac.
Yes.
Oh, did I?
No,
oh, that's not
you. Yeah, man, I ain't gonna lie, that shit iconic, though.
And you did that for your duck to promote your duck boot.
Yeah, the duck boot.
So he got him with you. Let's pull him out. What are you talking about it? Pause.
yeah, man.
Yes, look at them. But why the Tupac picture to promote them?
I mean, it was it's slut season, baby.
Yeah,
it's slut season.
Mm. So you said Pac was a slut?
Yeah.
I mean, he was a slut at times.
He was a poetic slut.
It was a poetic. He was a poetic slut.
Yes.
He was an.
Y'all been
active.
Playing with Pac all week now. Cut it out.
Okay. But if you think about it, though, that was my whole agenda with it because. I feel like a lot of people had Pac misconstrued.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? A lot of people just feel like Pac just wanted to promote a thug image all day, but he was really more than a thug. But a lot of people in our community just don't appreciate that other part of him because it's harder to be that person.
Yeah.
No,
it's easy to get a gun.
No, we appreciate it. I think with Pac, man, what Pac shows me all the time is like you can't lead two lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eventually the negative life will catch up to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But like you see how you peep it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that done got their mindset to peep it.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? So that's why I did that. I did it because it's a lot of people that only felt the vibration of negativity from Tupac,
mm-hmm.
but they never felt that self. To me, him being in that tub is a confident version of himself.
Yeah.
He loved himself. He not insecure to get in that motherfucker. And he know who the audience was he was targeting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that really mattered to me. But I did it simply because A lot of people ain't seen that. A lot of niggas ain't seen that picture.
Mm-hmm. Your generation, niggas. For sure.
A lot haven't seen that picture.
Mm-hmm. But why the duck boots? Other than to promote them.
You said what?
Why the duck boots, though? Like, why that picture specifically for duck boots?
Man.
That's the only thing you're wearing. I mean, you can only pay attention to the
boots.
Why not? And you can try to peep through the jewelry if you a woman. Yeah. But
a lot less jewelry than Pac had, though.
The boots.
A lot less jewelry than Pac had. Pac needed more to cover up, NLE.
What are you trying to say?
Like, that should be something that she has. This guy blew up the picture and everything.
These are his real feelings.
Man, zooming in.
Yes.
Why'd you want to come out with duck boots, though?
Man, ownership. Ownership, bro. It's my shoe.
Speak that.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I got a lace out with Pearl. Oh, yeah.
What made y'all do that? Yeah. And where can people buy them if they want them?
So factorylab.com, FCTRYlab.com, or factory.com, one of those. If you just tune in on my socials, you will see it'll be out like May 9th. That's when we dropping it. But until then, I'm just be wearing it in the meantime. You can just go to my socials. But real dope shoe. I feel like the most important part about it is the post that really struck everybody's attention was like, I spent 5 years thinking an endorsement deal was just going to drop out the sky for me. Mm-hmm. And I had to realize, I had to be first take accountability of how I first came out. Like, I came out real gun heavy to where like, I probably pushed a lot of brands away and they was kind of scared to mess with me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, over 5 years during that time period, I'm like, man, why I don't have this? Why I do not have this endorsement or that or whatever? So it made me self-reflect, work on myself, clean my image. And then it still kind of didn't come. And I was like, you know what? God probably want me to not take a check, but create something to where I can write the check for other people.
Yeah.
So, you know, just taking the ownership route, that's how I took it. And, yeah, man, we here.
But why a duck boot, though? Like, what does that signify to you?
So, duck boots, if you just look up the origin of a duck, like, I like to look at spiritual meanings of everything. Like, whenever I see some, I'm type nigga, like, Google, okay, what's the spiritual meaning of it? Because God, you know, he makes no mistakes with nature. Mm-hmm. Every animal, every insect. Every animal, insect. All these different things, the way the wind blow, rain, sleet, snow, water, all these different things have a spiritual meaning, a spiritual definition to it. And ducks just mean good omen, blessings in abundance. Mm-hmm. And it also means fertility because you always see ducks with their kids, with the other ducklings.
Oh,
you feel me? So it's just a good omen. When I heard it, you know, shout out Omar. Omar, he's actually the guy that helped bring all the ideas for Yay to life with Yee.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, Oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Omar, he designed this boot. And, feel me, it just fitted me. And this is what we're doing.
How do you style yourself with that on? Like, what would you suggest people wear with that?
Man, like something heavy, like oversized, like baggy, because it's going to look right when it sit, like, because it's kind of wide right here.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a big boot. So I feel like the clothes you'll wear with it got to be kind of heavy and stocked up. Like, I got a lot of fresh-ass fits with it. Like, yeah, you can really wear it with anything. I got shorts with it. I wore some shorts with it, some baggy. I even wore some skinnies with it yesterday, and it worked for me. Like, it's a universal boot for real.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of, you know, what we came up with. Like, this shit, I feel like it's next level. And the shoe game kind of dry right now. We need another shoe to really run the course, you feel me?
Is there money still in music? Or you got to go to products and...
Man, it's a lot of money in music, but I take it like this, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with, what they call that, mama?
Diversifying?
Nah.
He said mom.
Damn, what's that junk called? Residual income. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you feel me? That's what make the billionaires, right?
Yeah.
Music ain't gonna pay the bills all the time, but music gonna get that bread, though. Like, don't get me wrong, but... You know, I just take the NBA player out. They get a contract and they only spend like they endorsement money.
That's right.
Yeah. Do shit like that. But music play good and shit. I'm really like one of the youngest and the only artists that really sell records like at my age, like at my stamp.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So.
And you got this tour, man, but I see ain't no New York dates on it. And is that because you are also a special guest on a Boogie's tour? Is that why?
Yeah, we're going to pop. I'm going to see y'all there.
Mm-hmm. I know, but what if, like, somebody like me want the whole show in New York, but I got to just see you as a special guest at A Boogie's?
I ain't going to lie. You want me to be 100?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
the special, what have you been being this whole time?
I've been being like
when people 99. You want to be honest? You've been here for 30 minutes already.
I've been about 99.
Okay. 99.
Be 100 with me now about this.
But I ain't going to lie, like, Don't ever not appreciate the appetizers.
Oh.
You feel me? Because the appetizer be like, okay, I want to see more. You feel me? So if I come out there and just do my shit for like 30, 20 minutes, pop my shit,
you're going to be like, damn. Yeah. You feel me? And you'll want it'll make you more intrigued to go see the rest of the show. But, yeah. I mean, like a NLE Chopper show all the way through,
yeah.
It's like a real experience. Like, for real, like, it's next level. Y'all got to see it.
So basically, we only going to get a taste of this. So you're going to make me go get tickets from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I can get the main course. I just got to get the appetizer.
It's still going to be fun, though. It's still going to be fun as hell.
I got you. No, I know it is.
I didn't even know you could do that. I thought that was illegal to be on two different tours at the same time.
For real?
Yeah.
Whatever you negotiate. Your mama probably negotiated
with. Rap, hip-hop is like the most freedom sports you can play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Feel me? You can be free. You can do all type shit.
But the festivals make you sometimes do it,
right?
Yeah.
Huh?
The festivals make you do that sometimes, right? The festival, they don't want you to do something in a 30-mile radius, the festivals.
Yeah, that'll happen sometimes with festivals, for sure. You can't do... They'll say some shit like you can't have an after party or some shit. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A little different shit like that.
Are you still having fun, though?
Right. Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't tell.
I'm celibate right now, though, so I can't have too much fun. I'm having fun.
For real?
I'm celibate. Ramadan pushed me to be a little bit more just disciplined with my energy. That's why I like participating. Like, I don't have a religion. I just believe in God and karma and prayer and, you know, doing good to people and getting it back. But I do like to take from different religions and apply them to my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when Ramadan came around, I did a Ramadan fast. I was eating fruit all through the day, and then I eat a meal at night.
You're not supposed to eat no fruit.
I know, but I made it. I did it my own. I did it like my own way.
Got you.
But I was participating with them. Mm-hmm. You feel
me?
But you know what I'm saying? And in the midst of that, God speaks to you. He brings a lot of clarity to you. And he was just telling me, like, well, I'm taking you. You need to preserve a lot of the energy you would normally give out. So I really just been with self, fool. That's why y'all heard that if I was a bad bitch.
Yeah.
When the last time you had some cheeks?
Yeah.
Last time you had some cheeks?
Jesus Christ.
I've been going 2 months strong. 2 months strong.
Wow.
Yeah, about 2 months strong. If we include, like, this month ain't over yet, but a month, I did the whole March and, like, this month. Mm-hmm. So I'm finished this month.
How long you doing?
I'm just going. Like, I think God is positioning me for a whole lifestyle change.
Like,
so
this.
It might be not.
Like it.
I don't think it's like a thing of like how long I'm going. It's more so like something I just gotta adjust to and like time and like grow up into. Yeah, it's hard though, cause like, I ain't gonna lie, cause I love women. Feel me? I just love women, boy.
Temptation is crazy, ain't it?
Man, what? Cause Garden of Eden.
Everywhere. The Garden of Eden is everywhere. Did you set your intention though? Did you say to yourself, I want me a good woman, so in order to get me a good woman, I gotta be the man I think this woman would deserve? Is it something like that?
No, I don't really want no woman like that, but I do.
Clarify that.
Yeah, clarify that night right now.
Yeah. I'm talking
Jesus.
2024.
Like, I work better solo.
I work better
focused, if that makes sense. But you feel me? I do have like women in my life to where I don't need sex from them, but they just good women to where, like, in my eyes, they could be, you know what I'm saying, a sense of a wife, but like not like I want a wife. You get me? But it's like God kind of already ordered motherfuckers that I gotta be around.
Yeah.
And it's just like you just gotta accept it.
Yeah,
that's like the stage I'm in, but I ain't just looking for nothing. I'm just more so just going with the flow of my order steps.
Now this is one of those times where people will say NLE Chopper's contradicting himself because he's celibate, but he out here on the slut season tour.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I think it's the perfect example to show people how you can be a slut but still in tune with yourself. I mean, like, I could promote sex, but at the end of the day, they gonna be like, damn, he's celibate doing this.
Yeah,
it's gonna make you down there look in the mirror. Cause if he can do all this, like, I'm around a lot of pussy, Charlamagne. Like, I'm around bad shit every day. I'm around a lot of bad shit, man. Like, feel me? And to be able to be one and not, you know, indulge and want to bite, I feel like it's showing a lot of my discipline. Like, I really be patting myself on the back, cause I ain't gonna lie. The thing about God is God don't make no mistakes. Man. I feel like. Shit, in the Bible, they say how Jesus had to walk through prostitutes.
Mary Magdalene.
You feel me? If you're going to be someone of influence, God got to be able to take you anywhere, and you're going to still have to be able to show your discipline.
Yeah.
Like, I can go to the red light district in Amsterdam where pussy is everywhere. You feel me? Like, you just got to know how to block it out.
Yeah.
You getting head?
No.
Interviews are so crazy these days, aren't they?
I seem to retain myself, though.
You seen it?
I seem to retain. Like, I, okay. Feel me? I play with myself, but don't bust it.
Damn.
Why?
Men should not say they play with themselves, man. Say you like, jack off like a goddamn man.
Interviews are wild.
Beat it.
Man, I gotta play with something.
I gotta play.
You feel me? I gotta, like I said, baby, I wanna fuck
with
myself.
What's the point of that? Like, what's the point? I hear people say the semen retention, and I understand the energy factor and all of it, but why even take your mind there if you're not gonna ejaculate? Like, why just go read a book or something? Like,
Jesus.
Reading the books is way more boring than, you know what I'm saying, than that.
You're trying to see if you can bust off, but not bust off.
Yeah, you know, like, you feel me? Like,
that's exciting, huh?
It is.
Yeah.
And it got benefits to it. It's just like drinking water every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it builds stamina, all of that type
stamina,
of stuff.
Stamina, help your muscle.
Discipline. Mm-hmm.
Just think, your life force going in your blood, in your bloodstream. Feel me? It's going all through the body, kundalini energy. It's going up through the spine up here. You got your kids in your head.
Mm. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Jesus.
But I have no idea what this man
is talking about.
It'll make
you think,
right,
though. It'd be like,
she sounds good. Like, yeah. What?
Yeah. You think.
I see, I'm all into brothers having conversations. There's certain conversations I just don't want to have, though. I don't want to have a conversation.
I'm not saying any wrong. I'm just saying,
I almost get there and I chill. And I got education in my head.
Yeah. And you do like to read. Don't act like you don't like to read.
I ain't going to lie. Me personally, I do not like to read, but I do like to listen to audios.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I can't.
I like that, like, too.
I move too much, like, to sit down mm-hmm. and just stay still and read.
Yeah.
But you educating dead. Yourself, because every time we talk to you, I can tell, like, okay, he's learned something new.
Yeah, I got so much knowledge. Like, mm-hmm. they need to put me on that TED Talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
What would it be about?
My all type shit. Celibacy, slut season, the duck boot, mm-hmm. all type shit.
I wouldn't mind seeing you do a TED Talk about self-love.
Yeah.
That'd be good right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
I would. Where they at? Where Ted at? Tell my name and bring me through there.
Jesus.
I pull up, no cap.
Slut season tour.
Are you doing an album?
An album, yeah. I'm working on like a lot of albums right now. I don't know what be wrong with me. I wake up, do some shit here, and then wake up, do some shit there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think the pieces just going to make sense a little later on in mm-hmm. life.
Yeah.
So you don't feel the need, because you got a song that's moving, to run behind it and do a whole, like, just put an album with it.
My shit, I'm fuck around Mike.
Yeah,
Mike
yeah,
just
yeah.
do that with Slut Season album mm-hmm. for the summer. Yeah. Well, if I had a song in my head, I might do that though. That's a good song in your head? Yeah, I had a song in my head.
Or something you just made up, or one that you already made?
Some shit I got on the way.
Mm.
What is it?
Just 2P. You're going to have to find out.
Mm-hmm.
No cap. 2P.
Mama, get him out of here.
Never let the left hand over the right hand,
Mama. Left hand on the right hand.
No, I'm going to say it's out now. The duck poop.
And let me chop, ladies and gentlemen.
You go to Factory Lab, right?
Factory Lab, that's right.
FCTRY.
Factory without an A.
Just go to factory.com.
That's right. Yeah. We appreciate you joining
Always
us.
Always a pleasure when you pull up, my brother.
Let me see.
Yeah, I don't want to throw it. This shit heavy.
I know. That's how you know.
You gotta catch it.
Bro. Catch it.
Oh, all right.
That quality up in
there. And I liked his box. Why the box so big? And what is that? What is the design? So
it's I like this box.
I like
oh shit! That's
why
a duck
the box
foot.
So big?
Yeah, it's a duck foot. You couldn't tell. Foot. Yeah. Oh,
feel me?
It's dope.
Quite quiet.
Feel me?
You own any ducks in real life?
Do I own a duck?
Yeah.
Own a duck. Is a duck an animal?
Them hoes
is a duck.
A duck is an animal.
God damn, man, you should shut the fuck up.
You tell me to shut up.
Is a duck an animal?
Is a duck a pet? I never seen somebody have a duck a pet.
Is a duck an animal?
Shut the fuck up.
It's Annalie Chopper, man.
It's Annalie Chopper.
You said we get a pair.
That's not your size.
I'm serious. You said we get a pair.
Well, you turned it into an old Memphis Shaggy Daddy right before our eyes, man.
They back 250. I'll fuck with you, though.
No, I'll buy them. I don't care, but I like this.
For real.
Shit, I'll buy them.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. And that's the thing, too, like, I can't wait to see them on women, because y'all feet be so small and shit. Just imagine, like, the little small.
Like, what size is that?
This is like a 10.
In a minute, okay. Yeah, all right. You know, that way it's 6 in youth and kids. So, what the fuck would that be?
And then you wear with like some little heavy little sweat.
You know what I'm saying?
Sweatshirt type
shit. You already got the sweat. You already know. I
Come I gotta get your side. You know. We gonna get sizes.
Right. Okay, right. Okay.
Cool.
Right. Nice. Right. The breakfast
club. I don't need them, but thank you.
It's NLE Chopper. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Wake that ass up in the morning. The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.